Well, we got some new movies.
Got new movies coming in. Let's see, a bunch of ones we got, like Star Wars. We have Indiana Jones 5.
2019 and 2020 are going to have some of the coolest movies ever.
Okay, just because you're a fan of like Frozen 2 doesn't call
you
it a cool
movie. You got a problem
with
movie. Frozen
2? I do. Frozen 2 is overrated.
Of course they're making a Frozen
2. Frozen is overrated.
Yeah, are you going to let it go?
It was a little...
I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let it go.
Wow.
Why would you even say that? Why would you even... put that
let it go.
No,
you know there's a little girl out there just like listening right now. She's just singing it.
Let it go. I love that song.
I think Jackson's the little girl.
I am the little girl. That's exactly. Star Wars 9, what, like they've been kind of doing like Christmas, like the December time, mm-hmm. they're releasing it, but mm-hmm. Star Wars 9, that's set for like the summer of 2019. Which is gonna suck.
Is that the next one in the trilogy? Or is that the
Star Wars 8.
Okay.
Star Wars 8's next. And that's coming out this December.
Yeah.
Okay.
So December of 2017.
But then they're waiting. I think they're releasing like another prequel kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. I think they're switching off every year. I think they're making, because they made Rogue One.
Uh-huh.
So they're making one movie that adds on to the original series. And then they're making one that goes with the original series.
You're right.
But isn't a part. Yeah. That's what, that's actually, they had a press conference a while ago.
Right.
About
so
it.
Star Wars 9 is actually coming out earlier then. Because it should come out summer of 2019.
Well, like, if you follow the sequence.
December of 2020, I think, right?
No, December of 2019.
2019, yeah.
And now it's coming out summer
I'm
of 2019.
I'm very confused.
Oh, no, actually, yeah,
so
Jackson.
There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm so confused.
That's good news.
Very confused. What I'm most excited for is they're making a new version of The Lion King.
Oh, my God. Oh. You and your Disney movies.
Yeah, why are you so obsessed with Disney movie remakes?
Guys, Lion King is the greatest Disney movie of them all. They have lions in
what
it.
What do you mean by, like, new version, though?
I don't.
Is it gonna be like
literally
live
said
action,
new version of Lion King will be released 19 July 2019.
Instead of lions, it's going to be tigers now. New version.
I don't think I can handle that.
that's
too much of a change.
Different
too much of a change.
I like Indiana Jones 5, but how is Harrison Ford going to be doing that?
I thought he was dead.
What?
He's dead in Star Wars, not in real life.
You can't just split. Maybe some people haven't seen that movie yet.
If you haven't seen it,
you'll
that's
see,
their problem.
You'll see stuff about that just scrolling through your Twitter feed.
There's a spoiler alert now. Like, the spoiler alert, like, time frame is, like, I'd say, like, maybe a month or two. And then after 2 months, I'm spoiling stuff for you, so.
To be honest, though, like, Harrison Ford's going to be 78 by the time Indiana Jones 5 comes out.
Oh, my God.
My gosh.
That's... I don't know if he's going to be the Indiana Jones anymore.
If he's not a billionaire now, he's going to be a billionaire later.
For sure. Like, he's in how many, like, box office movies? Like,
oh my
Indiana
gosh.
Jones, Star Wars.
Crazy.
Others. Made. The last movie that we have out is Cars 3, which it's pretty cool. I think they should have stopped at Cars 1, to be honest.
Me too.
They just kept going, and it was like, really?
Are you excited? It's another Disney movie sequel.
Of course.
I saw the Spy one. I thought that was pretty cool. I did see that.
Oh, the whatever.
The
about,
Spy one,
yeah,
Cars.
I never saw that. So
I saw it with my cousin. He's like, dude, I gotta see it. I was like, okay, whatever. But it was pretty cool. I liked it. Griffin, Ethan, and myself,
mm-hmm.
we're on the intramural team.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but we're pretty athletic.
Absolutely.
We're getting our job done right now. We're going to the second round of the playoffs. We just beat a bunch of football players
Tuesday.
We should have lost.
We should have lost so fast.
But we won by 1 point.
We beat them.
31-30, lowest scoring game in history.
Our record, including a team that we beat when they only had 3 players.
Yeah, so it was 5-on-3 and we had subs. And
we're on a 3-game win streak, though.
And yeah, we are.
We are. So we're on a hot streak. We gone, and we've made a trailer using the Cars 3 trailer for our intramural game. Ethan's got that for you.
This is my last chance, Cruz. Last. If I lose, I never get to
play basketball again.
Don't fear failure. Be afraid of not having the chance. You have the chance.
I used to watch you
on the court,
flying through the air. You seemed so fearless.
I wish I knew what that felt like.
Jackson!
Basketball
is the reward, not the stuff.
The other team's
chances of winning are 95.2%.
Oh my gosh.
That's we're after the show that we have our game at 8, so we're going from going to grab dinner and then going to Starbucks.
Oh yeah.
And
I gotta get me a red eye.
A red eye? You don't want one of those unicorn things that have been happening up?
Are they even available? I've heard it's sour.
Like Sour Patch Kids.
I haven't had them, but I had to pick one up for my sister the other day. And I think this is true. Like all the baristas hate them. Like,
please don't get it. I've never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. If you love us as baristas, don't order it. It's so difficult to make.
Yeah, that's a barista.
I think he's really happy about this new Frappuccino.
I think he is too.
Okay, so I guess I was right. Yeah, they all do hate it. That was a little intense.
I don't know. Did you hear about the new dragon drink?
There's a dragon drink now?
Apparently, I have no idea what it is or what's in it, but they have a new drink. I think that they're just going to go through all the mythical creatures.
Oh, Griffin's next.
What?
Oh. Hey.
A griffin, the winged lion thing.
Your mic's
thing.
Off.
Why do you always turn my mic off?
You should know! But yeah, no, they have like a freaking dragon Frappuccino now. Apparently, a unicorn one just wasn't enough.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point.
91.3 WHJE, Ethan Sellers and Ben McDonald in the studio with me. And guys, I'm scared.
Why are you scared, Jackson? Jackson, you're always scared. Boars, snakes.
North Korea is threatening us again.
Oh my gosh. North Korea.
I'm scared.
To be honest, World War III is going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Okay, listen, guys. Have some very important information that was just found.
Please share.
When is this?
It's breaking news on The Breaking Point.
On what is today? The 27th or something? So
I like that you checked your watch that you don't have.
Yeah. I don't know what today is.
Yep, you're right.
The 27th. So a week ago, we found very important information from North Korea.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Let us know.
U.S. experts have analyzed satellite images from North Korea and say they have seen very unusual activity at the country's nuclear test site.
Aliens. It's got to be aliens.
Wait. Explain unusual.
It's pretty unusual.
Like stranger things.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know if we can handle this.
Is it a dragon Frappuccino?
It's not a dragon Frappuccino.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
They ran out of those.
They did.
You ready?
Born.
It's terrible. It's terrifying.
Please don't.
Aliens.
On the North Korea nuclear test site, they have seen them.
No.
Playing volleyball games.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
This
I know.
Is ridiculous.
It's insane. But I think our intramural team could take them.
I think that they were playing an intramural game of volleyball.
You know what I don't understand? When we go to war with countries, why do we have to kill them? Why can't we just like play a basketball game and the winner of that basketball game wins the war?
Because we would always win.
Yeah, who would win?
I don't know. But
the Olympics, we always win.
Like, all right, we'll challenge you in, or we could challenge them in one of their sports.
A rock, paper, scissors. I don't know. Just
flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Why does it have to be so much war? That you know how much money that would say we used a quarter for war? So
flip
much
a coin,
money.
Somebody wins.
So much resources. So many lives.
Get this man a presidency,
thank
man.
You. You know what else we could do? You know what else? End world hunger. How?
There
I know you're
go.
Asking how.
Okay. All
how?
Right.
How?
Take a plane.
Right.
Put some seeds on it.
Okay.
Fly across the world and drop the seeds.
I think the boars would eat them.
Drop the mic.
I'm just saying. That could
yeah, you got to watch out for the boars and snakes.
The boars and snakes.
They're coming for the food.
But besides that, I feel like I should be in the government. I'm really smart. It's bad.
It's very depressing.
So thank you guys for tuning in again. 91.3 WHJE, The Breaking Point.
At our intramural game, we're not going to have heavy feet. Boom, boom. I'll be here all week, guys. This is Heavy Feet by the Local Natives. Stay tuned for further.